actually, it shows our file system, basically, you know, doing, using persistent memory and flash together in an application.
As a cache? Persistent memory as a cache?
No, as a peer.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
And it's actually a very interesting benchmark. It shows a couple of different things. So that's what it speaks to, basically, the tagline of the presentation is accessed as memory managed like storage, is that, you know, NVMSS is a full-fledged POSIX compliant file system that will run on flash by itself with no persistent memory. But it also supports, you know, load, store, memory access to persistent memory while supporting the fully functional file namespace. So we did a basically an overview of that at the Flash Memory Summit. That's what those slides are. I'd be happy to take you guys through those slides at some point if you'd like, because they're public slides now.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah.
I guess whenever you have time, we'll make ourselves available.
Because I think it will be a good discussion to have, and I unfortunately, as usual, need to run early today. So I prefer to do it at a time when I can give you guys like a full hour.
Yeah, that would be wonderful. So it's interesting. So you have a prototype persistent memory device, I'm presuming.
Yes, we have several prototypes
persistent
memory devices.
Okay, nice. Are you at liberty to say who is building those?
No.
Okay. Interesting. Maybe the world is changing faster than I think. It's at least in terms of this technology. It was just last year, this technology was still up in the air, but maybe not to you guys.
Well, you know, don't read too much into it. But I think the key thing from our point of view is that what it really kind of indicates from our point of view is that we are advocating the notion that, you know, even if persistent memory is a load store accessible memory, that because it's persistent, it needs all of the traditional management utilities that you want from persistent data. And so the point of the result is that you can have a primary application like a database, you know, do load store access and, you know, call CPU cache flushes and all, do all those fun things and get the benefits of doing that. But at the same time, you want all of its backup applications to stay as dumb as they always were. Right? And the point is that the key to making persistent memory, you know, practical and usable for our customers is not just the load store part of it. It's also the manageability part.
Yeah.
And so that's the value of the demo, is that the demo is showing an application being accelerated while still, you know, management remains exactly what it was before, down to the line of code.
Nisha, this application have to do something special to get accelerated, or it's just...
you repeat that one more time?
These applications are enjoying this better performance as a consequence of running in this file system, or are you exporting extended APIs that applications have to make use of to enjoy this benefit?
So the particular numbers that were put in the... So Swami just joined. Swami, we were talking about my Flash Memory Summit presentation where we shared some of those ACM numbers.
Oh, sure.
You know, that particular one is actually accessing through an API, Leo.
I see.
So, Swami, I was just telling Raju that I had posted the slides from my flash memory. It was the same content we shared on the SDK Open Health a year ago. So I think since I actually have to run today, I'm not going to be able to be here for the whole meeting, let's set up a follow-up time, maybe later this week, early next week, where we can take Leo and Raju through those slides, the public slides, so we can just replay for them to talk.
Sounds good.
You know, and that way they know what we've been thinking about.
Sure.
Yeah, so. Happy to Leo and Raju.
Yeah, that would be great.
Raju, I think I was supposed to send you a document, and I think I sent you one. I just came back from vacation. I'm just hoping that I sent you and you had some time to review it. Did I send you that one?
The things
we need to do for the paper?
I don't think you sent me anything. This is since the last meeting, I'm presuming.
Yeah. We met on Thursday afternoon. We talked about what we'll do for the paper.
Right.
Basically, expand on our thinking on the design, and then add a few more evaluation on the things that we haven't talked about in the hot storage paper, particularly on basically the pool concept, and also explaining on the read cache and the collision cache, the three new things that we didn't talk about in the hot storage paper. How do you do the design and the evaluation in terms of the metrics that we discussed, but we won't do a trade-off thing, where we'll actually talk about implications towards performance, endurance, and power utilization, basically.
So, do you remember?
I did have a chat. Sorry, go ahead, Leo.
Do you remember if you included me in that email? Because I don't remember getting any email.
Yeah, neither do I, because the last one I got was prior to the meeting we had on Thursday, or whenever it was, where we said that we talk about three metrics: cost, performance, and endurance. Right? That's But is that the? I don't. But it doesn't. It doesn't reflect our last discussion, which was a very different kind of paper. Than we said that there are two papers here. So you're talking about an email that you sent?
Okay, then I'll actually email you that one.
Oh, okay.
I apologize for that.
Oh,
so,
no problem.
Just before Nisha leaves, I actually want to talk about the discussion that I had with Nisha after a meeting.
Okay.
That all of us on the same page. So Nisha also likes that idea, but she said that we have to do some more additional work towards getting in the pipeline to do the next paper, which is basically all the trade-off, which is much more broader than the KV store.
Yeah.
So we need more work in terms of getting some legal clearance and stuff, but I think that, and also since we need time, it works out well for us to be a part of the next paper and not for this paper towards FAST. She agrees to it too.
Correct.
Yeah, and so just to kind of explain the legal comment, Raju, so as far as the KV paper is concerned, you know, since the KV store from our point of view is open source, really all of the work that we've been talking about here is really, I mean, it's really from our point of view, the KV store is open. You guys are working with us on something we've open sourced. So
right.
Any studies of it are inherently, you know, open, right?
Yeah.
And now if we expand beyond the KV store and we start getting into, like, say, more system level, you know, design trade-offs and things like that, we probably enter a zone where our legal department would consider that it's not part of the open store KV exercise.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
So rather than necessarily crossing that bridge right now and having that get in the way of this paper, you know, that's all I'm saying. So it might be better to just make sure we can get this paper out the door without getting into any of those issues, and then for some follow-up one, depending on what we exactly are talking about, I can solicit the right approval.
Sounds good to us.
Oh. Sorry, we're busy. It's lunchtime here, so we're busily, you know, shoveling food into our mouths here. So
actually, I'll go back and send out that email to you.
Okay, so
my laptop next to me. Sorry, go ahead, Raju.
Are you saying that you're going to do it now or after the meeting?
I can go check, but I'm not sure. If you haven't received it, means I probably didn't send it to you. I might have to.
Did you send it to me?
No, I thought if I sent it, I would send it to Raju and Leo. Then I typically CC you, so
yeah,
you know, I doubt that.
Okay.
It would have slipped. I mean, I thought I sent it to you, but I'll double check it now. If I haven't typed it, I'll actually type it up and send it to you.
Maybe you had a dream about it, Swami. It's possible that you dreamt about it.
Or a nightmare. I don't know how you classify that.
That's interesting.
I mean, if that didn't get sent, Swami, should we simply plan on meeting later after you send it? Because
that make more sense, actually, so that they have some time to look at the thing.
Yeah.
Excuse me, you want to evaluate?
So why don't we do this? If Leo and Roger have some time later in the week, why don't we set up like an hour, maybe an hour and a half later in the week? We can start by giving Roger and Leo an overview of our persistent memory presentation, and then we can dive into this.
Yeah,
how about Friday in the afternoon, about 3:30 or 4 p.m. our time, which is about 1:30 or 2, sorry, I got my math wrong, 12:30 or 1 p.m. your time?
12:30 or 1:30, right?
12:30 or 1, or even 1:30 would probably be okay. Until 2, until about 3 p.m. your time, from about 12:30 your time. From 12:30 to 3, any 1 hour slot, a 1.5 hour slot would be okay for me at least.
How about we do this? Let's do 12:30 to 2, because I can probably make that work.
Perfect.
12:30 to 2, that's 12:30 to 2 our time, which is 3:30 to 5 your time.
Yes.
Does that work for you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. How do we do that?
Okay, I'll send an invite right now.
Yeah.
Along with the email.
Yeah, that's perfect. That'll give us enough time to review it and, figure out, you know, any feedback, and maybe we can communicate our email as well if we have some time before that.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Alrighty.
Okay, great. You guys enjoy your lunch now.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.
Okay.
Sure. I'll talk to you later. Thank you, guys.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye. So that's good. I might short meeting.